Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, BSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Time for you to discover the islands. Go to Chad Brown, former NFL All-Pro, 15 seasons in the league, and he played for Seattle for 8 of them. Chad, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
I am fantastic. Ready for some football starting tonight. Well, we've already been treated with some great college ball. Now ready for the NFL to get rolling.
Let's go.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let me ask you, let me start out with a general question about the Seahawks. What are the expectations for the Seahawks this year? It seems like a lot of football people think that, you know, the division could be won by, you know, the Rams, the 49ers, or the Seahawks.
I think that's a fair assessment. I think you've got to have the Rams up front at this point. With so much new, both for the 49ers and for the Seahawks, I think it's going to be, you know, difficult to accurately project who these teams really are. I mean, for the Seahawks, they have basically a brand new receiver core, got rid of some of their top targets in the last couple of years. They got a new quarterback who, you know, started the season hot last year but didn't finish it so hot in Minnesota. They got a new offensive coordinator. So there's just so many new pieces to what they're doing. They got a new offensive line coach. They're breaking in a rookie tackle. So when you've got so many new pieces, as we have seen in college football, obviously not quite the same as, say, North Carolina with 70 new guys in the program, but it's still going to be a time, no matter how much inter-squad work you do, those inter-squad scrimmages, or how much, you know, those joint practices, or even the preseason games, it still takes time for all those new pieces to gel together. And so anybody who says right now, I know exactly who the Seahawks team is, don't listen to them because they're lying.
Wow. Chad, speaking of which, I got to tell you, you played the game at a high level, but Robert Saleh is back, and he's back as defensive coordinator for the Niners. And when we saw him, he had that emotion on the sideline. But you know, Chad, he had a lot of different, older, more experienced players. How big of a deal is this for him and that enthusiasm he brings to get this Niner defense back to what they once were? How hard is that going to be with a lot of youngsters?
Well, I was lucky enough to do a coaching internship with the 49ers when Robert Saleh was a defensive coordinator there. So that energy that you speak of, that kind of culture-building passion that he brings to it, it's undeniable what he brings. But is that enough to overcome what we're going to see maybe 5 rookies play significant time this weekend? I mean, these are rookies in the NFL. Rookies make mistakes. Rookies aren't sure where to line up. Rookies have never dealt with the noise at Lumen Field. So, I mean, certainly I knew as a Seahawks player, if we were having a big game, the chances for us to be able to communicate on the field were virtually impossible. So then we had to work on our hand signals all week. And we didn't want to have the same hand signals all game long, so we worked on some for the first quarter, then the second quarter, maybe switch them up again for the second half. So these rookies that the 49ers and Robert Saleh are going to roll out there and expect to play big roles, they've never done that before. So once again, we are still dealing with the unknown of so many young players.
Yeah, Chad, Chad Brown joining us on 95.7 The Game, former NFL All-Pro, played 15 seasons in the league. Why did Seattle move off Geno Smith in favor of Sam Darnold, do you believe?
That is a good question. I think they realized or thought they realized where Geno Smith's level was, where he could actually become. And I think Geno Smith statistically is one of the better quarterbacks in the league the last couple of years, but statistics can be misleading. And for an organization that had a lot of or has had some postseason success under John Schneider's tenure as general manager, I think they just looked at, you know, this is not the guy who's going to take us on a deep playoff run. So that's why Geno Smith is with the Raiders now, and they've got Sam Darnold under center. But looking at Sam Darnold and the way defense has caught up to him last year in Minnesota, where he's got a head coach who built the entire game plan about his quarterback being successful, a very different head coach than what the Seahawks have. So I'm not sure if Sam Darnold's going to be the answer there either. Certainly, if he's able to recapture some of that early season success he had with the Vikings, I think that's what, you know, the entire Seahawks fan base wants. But I've been in defensive meeting rooms long enough to know if they've got you figured out defensively and you don't have any answers or the next layer to your game, well, they're just going to keep bringing that same thing at you over and over and over again until you prove you've got answers for it. And so late in the season, even with a quarterback-friendly head coach, Sam Darnold could not come up with answers to what defenses were bringing him.
Wow, that's beautiful, man. And you broke that down. Let me ask you about the other quarterback here in the Bay. Brock Purdy got paid. He's played in the Super Bowl, but a lot of fans are, Chad, I don't want to say skeptical, but they want to see if he can do more. What does that look like when – How does it look like to Chad when you watch a defense or defenses catch up to a quarterback? And, you know, what are your thoughts on Brock Purdy in the next step?
I've always liked Brock Purdy. I had the chance to call some of his games when he was at Iowa State in college. And while he didn't wow me with his physical skill set, he was certainly a very good processor in the pocket, knew when to get the ball out, knew where to take the ball to, knew what the defense were trying to bring to him. And so I was also lucky enough to be on the call for his first real action when Jimmy Garoppolo broke that foot in that game there in San Francisco. So I've been along the journey with Brock Purdy, and now it seems like, yes, there has to be another level to his game as well. Now that you've gotten paid, now that they've kind of hitched the franchise's wagon to you, what's your next level of the game? How can you deal with what these defenses bring? How can you deal with, you know, maybe not having some of your explosive weapons in that wide receiver room? That's going to be a telling early part of the season for Brock Purdy, because I think his career, as far as his reputation around the league and perception of him as a top 10 quarterback, is kind of at the precipice. And how this season goes will determine kind of how he will be viewed going forward. And so does he have another level to his game? Are he and Christian McCaffrey able to recapture some of the old magic? Or is he a guy who's good, but ultimately leaves you a bit disappointed because you've seen better from him?
Chad Brown joining us on 95.7 The Game, played 15 seasons in the NFL. And, you know, we talked about the young players on the 49ers defense. They've also got some players who are getting up there a little bit, whether it's Trent Williams or Kittle or McCaffrey. You know, I'm looking at your numbers, and you played till you were 37 years old. My question is, when you've got a player like a Trent Williams or a McCaffrey as a running back, like what are the signs that age might be starting to rear its head?
Well, let's just be clear. Father Time is undefeated. Everyone has to succumb to Father Time. So guys like Trent Williams have been able to fight it off for a long time. But at some point, it starts to happen. And typically for an older player, it's not a gradual decline. It is literally a fall off the cliff like, wow, this guy could play 4 or 5 games ago, and now he's clearly struggling. You don't recover from injuries as quickly. You don't recover from the previous game as quickly. So you need to be managed in a very unique way. So coaches who have experience with experienced players, they've got a job to do to make sure that player's got enough reps in practice, gets enough reps in the preseason and training camp to where the sword is sharp. But then once the season starts, you've got to start thinking backwards from Sunday. And what I mean by that is, what's going to give me the best chance to play awesome on Sunday? Do I need to take Wednesday or Thursday off? Do I need to have a padded 9-on-7 session if I'm Trent Williams? Is that really that important? Is that going to give me an advantage on Sunday? So you've got to have those conversations with the coach, with the training staff, and the player all need to come together to maximize what that guy can bring, not just on a game basis, but for the entire season. I was lucky enough to be a part of the Patriots towards the end of my career, and I was in a linebacker room with myself in year 15. I think Junior Seau was in year 17 or 18. Mike Vrabel was in year 11. Teddy Bruschi was in year 11. Don Davis was in year, I think, 10 or 11. Roosevelt Colvin was in year 10. I mean, we had dang near 100 years of NFL experience just in the linebacker room alone. So Bill always made sure that we were fresh, that we were ready to go. We got all the mental part done, but some of that physical work was, you know, taken by the younger guys in practice so we could be as fresh as possible for Sunday.
Wow, great stuff. Let me ask you this, Chad. You know, it's kind of weird. There's no Geno Smith, no DK Metcalf, Debo Samuel, you know, is on another team. What are your keys to this game, and what are the Seahawks trying to be under head coach McDonald?
Well, when you got a defensive-minded head coach, they want to run the ball. And last year, the Seahawks couldn't run the ball. And last year, the 49ers couldn't stop anybody from running the ball or throwing the ball. So I think whoever can control the pace of the game, there's so much unknown about who these players are. So I don't think it's time for some wild game plan from either head coach. Let's control the pace of the game. Let's control what we can control. So for the Seahawks, we want to run the ball. We want to test this 49ers defense. We want to take pressure off our new quarterback. We want to give our defense a chance to rest and limit their exposure out there. Kyle Shanahan is a good enough play caller where if the Seahawks are forced to play 75 or 85 plays on defense, well, guess what? He's going to dial up some good plays and figure some things out. But if they keep it down to 50 or 60 plays, well, now that starts to tilt in favor of the Seahawks. And then for the 49ers, what is Christian McCaffrey going? What's his effect on the defense? What can he do in those mismatches in the pass game? How can you keep him on the field and have him successful in the run game? How do they make up for some of the deficiencies or the injuries in that wide receiver room? And can this defense return to some of the glory days of Robert Saleh and not that defense with Nick Sorensen that could not stop anybody?
Yeah. Hey, Chad, let me ask you this. You know, Trent Williams is 37, and that's how long you played. This may be a crazy question, but is it any harder or easier to play at that age as a linebacker versus an offensive lineman?
I think it's probably easier to be an offensive lineman. While Trent Williams' game is based on athleticism, offensive line in the end, to me, is probably the most technique-oriented position on the field. So that's why guys like Bruce Matthews could play until his 40s, because the technique he had honed in so well. So Trent Williams obviously has the physical prerequisites from a size, strength, and speed standpoint. At some point, the speed starts to slow down. The agility starts to slow down a bit. You still remain quite strong in your older years as a player. But I think the difference between playing linebacker at that age and offensive line at that age is just as a linebacker, you start to get vulnerable and attacked by opposing offenses because, yes, at 37 years old, what am I going to do with Christian McCaffrey coming out the backfield? I got no shot.
Right.
I got no shot at 37 years old. Most people don't have a shot at 27 years old. So how am I going to handle this at 37? Versus Trent Williams, you know, the pass rushers are going to be good, but because of his knowledge, because of, he knows the snap count, because he's got inside help with a guard, because Brock Purdy can always step up in the pocket, and Trent can wheel that pass rusher around, I think it's easier to play offensive linemen at an advanced age.
Wow. And just hearing you break that down, Chad, would I be correct in saying it sounds like you'd be Niner fans more concerned about Christian McCaffrey at his age and only playing four games last year than Trent Williams? Would you be shocked if we don't see Kyle kind of lessen his load? Or what do you expect on that front? Because we don't know. Because Kyle's demonstrated sometimes he'll just blow past it. Don't tell me to slow down. If the player's out there, I'm giving him his touches.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
That's always a tricky one, because as a coach, your obligation is to win the game. And if this guy gives me best chances to win the game, then I've got to do that. And if we need to worry about getting him rest during the week or trying to get somebody else ready to go next week who could take, you know, 20% of these snaps away, well, then that's next week's worry. Today's worry is, this is the guy who gives me the best chance to win. This is the guy who gives me the most mismatch possibilities on the field. And I got to ride with this horse until this game is over. And then we'll figure out if we can add another horse to the stable after that.
Hey, Chad, before I let you go, I know you do a lot of college football. How's my Tulane Green Wave going to be this year?
Oh, Lord.
I must admit, I am not up on Tulane.
They were others receiving votes this week.
Oh, good Lord, Chad.
This college football is crazy early in the season. As we saw, Alabama got out-efforted and out-physical. We saw, you know, Ohio State in Texas and Arch Manning Heisman Trophy front runner and going to be the number one pick in the draft, goes out and lays an egg. You know, I've got Michigan, Oklahoma this week. Michigan's got their starting quarterback who's a freshman, the first starting quarterback freshman, I believe, ever in Michigan history. So, it's a really difficult time to you know, put on your prognostication hat and tell everybody what exactly is going to happen for these first couple of weeks of the college football season. Same thing in the NFL, but even to a greater extent in college football. So
yeah.
I had that North Carolina game, and man, to see Coach Belichick's team not just get beat, but did not compete. They had no energy, no life, no passion. It was just hard to believe that was the same guy who coached me, you know, not too long ago at the end of my career with the Patriots, and his team just didn't even show up at all at a home game
and
get beat down like they did.
You know what? I'll say this to that, Chad. Somebody in my home had the Horned Frogs minus 1.5. But other than that, I was like, man, I was shocked at how inept they look. Hey, I fell in love with a quarterback at Cal. You mentioned him, JKS, a lefty. Did you get a chance to peep him, Chad? Because he looks like he has the goods.
He does. He certainly does. And so Justin Wilcox, I think he deserves a lot of credit. I know folks are always like, well, can we do better? When you're a program like Cal that's in a, you know, a misaligned geographically conference, when you don't have the NIL dollars to be able to compete with the tops of college football, I think Justin Wilcox has done a great job. So to bring in this quarterback, now the question becomes, how long can you keep him?
Yeah.
How long can you keep him there? Because it's college football.
Right.
There will be a blue blood
who
will come knocking on the door and offer a ton of money. So Cal fans, it's sad to say, might only get a chance to enjoy this kid for one season.
Hey, Chad, thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate
man. Really appreciate it. Great stuff. And hopefully we'll talk to you soon and have a great season calling college football.
Well, thanks for having me on. And anytime you guys want to talk ball, I'm always excited to do it. So let's do it again.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.